Good evening, friends of the Bulkley Valley and beyond. My name is Thomas Tom Roper, and you are listening to CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9 on your FM dial. My program, On the Ropes, is broadcasting from the Cassia territory of the Gidimdum clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en.
Well, there you have it. We're back on the air. We had a pretty interesting program last week on my summer staycation to Tuktoyaktuk in the Arctic Ocean. But this week, we have been fortunate enough to have Martha Wirtz join us in the studio. Welcome, Martha.
Thank you, Tom. Happy to be here.
Oh, that's great. So, Martha, in this kind of program that I've tried to do over the last couple of years, is I'm always looking for the whys people came to Smithers. Like, it's kind of a little bit of an out-of-the-way place.
Okay.
It's a small town, and you kind of wonder, how did somebody find it? And in your case, you didn't come to Smithers directly. You actually left your home in Columbia and worked your way slowly to the north. Can you tell me a little bit about that journey, Martha?
Sure. So I left Columbia when I was 22 years old. And the reason why I left was because I was invited by a third cousin in the family to come to California. And so it was a very gradual coming up.
Right, that's
and
right, yeah.
So first we went to Costa Rica, then we went to Guatemala. Guatemala, the climate is obviously a little bit more cold because I am from the coast,
right.
From the Atlantic coast, and our temperatures are between 35 to 45 degrees.
In Colombia.
Yes, in Barranquilla, Colombia. So it's very close to the equator and the Tropic of Cancer. So yeah, major, major heat.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Just about
yeah.
All year round.
So when you started this travel, like, were you by yourself? Like, were you a young woman with your backpack on and traveling the world?
No backpack. But not even a suitcase. They just took care of me. They just invited me full on.
Right.
And I even invited me to stay at their place. So I lived with them for 9 years.
Wow.
And I learned to be a jewelry designer. And I worked as a jewelry designer for a company called JJC Designs. And I made designs for gold and silver jewelry.
Okay. And was that in Los Angeles?
Yes, that was in California, yeah.
Right, right. So while you were in Los Angeles, is that where you got married?
No. I got married in White Rock. So already in Canada, in BC.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So how did you get that next step from California to Vancouver?
So I didn't tell you this previously.
Yeah.
But the way I met my ex-husband and now, how is it?
He's passed away.
He's passed away.
Mm-hmm.
At the time there was a dating site that it was more like not what is now, like chat rooms and, you know, apps for that. But it was
right.
More like towards a newspaper ad, I think it was. And I responded and
it went from there.
Went from there.
Well, that is so. And were you aware at the time that he lived north in Vancouver and it was going to get a little bit colder?
Well, from California, he didn't really live in Vancouver. He lived in Point Roberts, Washington State.
Oh, okay.
So the climate there is warmer, mm-hmm. Not as cold as here.
Right.
And the snow, there is a snowfall, but it lasts only like 24 hours.
Right, right. Yeah, right.
It's right at the ocean level, so it was very beautiful there.
It is.
It was a very shocking for me.
Right, it's quite a... quite a change. So that you also at that time, like when you went to California, you took out your American citizenship. So when you came north to Point Roberts, that is also an American area. So you weren't changing countries at the moment.
No, I was already a U.S. citizen.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I see. That sounds...
But Don also was U.S. He was born in Fresno, California.
Oh, okay.
So he had a dual citizenship.
Right,
US
okay.
And
that's Don Wirtz is yes. his last name. And so I wasn't aware that he was an American citizen. And so then it sounds like that's when you... like you had your family started in Point Roberts.
Yes, yes. We had we got Mary and we had Katie Wirtz, my daughter.
Right.
And we decided to move to Smithers. I really wasn't aware to what I was coming to.
Right, 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 exactly.
It's a small little town, being used to big cities myself. Point Roberts was shocking with 1,000 people. But Smithers, yeah, it was. I felt like I was living in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly, exactly.
And it was a big adjustment because it wasn't just the, you know, less noise, less activities.
Yes.
That I was used to, social groups and things like that. But also, it was very cold. Yeah. Winters were long.
Right, exactly. And at the time, you didn't know how to ski.
I still don't know how
and
to
you
ski.
Still don't, yeah. Like that's one thing that is really kind of helpful is if you can do some winter sports to keep yourself active as it gets darker mm-hmm. and colder and whatever. But anyways, you...
But what I did, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what I did was I became a creative. So I started painting. And when I came to Smithers, there was a group of ladies. Some of them have passed away. They were much older. That got together at Chandler Park when it was there. And they painted watercolors.
Oh,
so
very
I joined
nice.
Them once a week.
Yeah.
And that got me to look at that.
And develop your creativity.
Develop creativity. And then my eyes started to appreciate more Smithers because of the nature, the landscape.
Right,
and
right.
And painting.
Oh, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Martha, why don't we put a song in? We usually try to play four songs, and one of them has Canadian content.
Yeah.
So this song that you have picked out is called La Pire Agua. Is that correct?
Oh, La Pire Agua.
Okay, it was very close by Gabriel Romero from his album... Cumbia, cumbia.
Yeah, cumbia is the traditional dance in Colombia, originary in Colombia. And cumbia is a beautiful mix of Spanish colonization because there is courting that is done while you're dancing and indigenous people of Colombia.
Right, right.
And so it's... it's very beautiful because it has connected the cumbia, all of South America and South America. Now cumbia is dancing Mexico, everywhere in the Central America, and just about everywhere from South America.
Wow.
Except for Brazil.
Yeah. Well, Brazil's always a little different because they're on the Portuguese side and they have their own sort of style.
Yeah,
which is
but they, I think with the Portuguese, the African influence is huge. That's why they have the samba.
Yeah,
and of course Portuguese as well. But that's another thing that African have been a huge impact and influence in our culture too.
Right, right.
Because we have a lot of now salsa is the biggest thing, and Cali is one of the. We call departments in Colombia that the slaves came through the Pacific.
Right.
And so the influence is
pretty
tremendous.
Yeah, pretty tremendous.
Food, dance,
music,
drumming, music, everything.
Yeah. Well, let's try this song and see how it sounds for us.
navegaba en el César una piragua que partía del banco viejo muerto a las playas de amor en Chimichagua. Capoteando el vendaval se estremecía e impasible desafiaba la tormenta y un ejército de estrellas la seguía tachonándola de luz y de leyenda. Era la piragua de Guillermo Cubillo,
era la piragua, era la piragua,
era la piragua de Guillermo Cubillo,
era la piragua, era la piragua.
Capoteando el vendaval se estremecía e impasible desafiaba la tormenta y un ejército de estrellas la seguía tachonándola de luz y de leyenda. Era la piragua de Guillermo Cubillo,
era la piragua, era la piragua,
era la piragua de Guillermo Cubillo,
era la piragua.
That's a pretty cool song.
Yeah. And
so what does piragua mean?
Piragua.
Piragua.
I believe it's like a boat.
Okay.
Or a canoe. But the reason why I picked this song is because I grew up with that song.
Right.
When I was a child, I used to dance to that a lot.
Yeah.
And I took, my parents put me on dance classes. And it's interesting that all the dance classes that I was in had nothing to do with our culture there.
Right. Yeah, that's
it. It was all like flamenco, which has to do with Spain. And
right.
And then polka, which is European too. Yeah, so, yeah. Or the Russian ones too. And so it was like interesting that I really didn't get in touch with my own cultural dance until I came to Smith.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Yes.
So when you were down in Point Roberts now and Katie was born, you made a decision that you were going to move back to where Dawn had grown up in Smithers. How did you come to that decision?
Well, I didn't make the decision. Dawn made the
decision. Oh, you're right.
I just follow. Well, the reason for that was because we live in Point Roberts, right? In order to... For Katie to be going to school, we had to cross two borders.
Right.
So
right.
The Delta and then around to go to Bellingham.
I see.
And so that was a little bit out of the way. And we thought it was safer to come to Smithers because it was a small town with the smaller schools and that it would be safer for her to grow up here.
Right. And so did Katie, has she felt that herself growing up in Smithers? Does she feel like... she missed out on the big city of Vancouver, or she's pretty happy?
No, Katie was amazing. She went to Arts Umbrellas for a school for contemporary ballet. And she never felt like she wasn't impacted by the city.
Right.
She was like a real small town girl.
Yeah.
So when she came back, she didn't go back again. She stayed.
Right. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's real interesting. So, Martha, when you were talking there about switching into, you were doing the jewelry in California, and then when you got to Smithers, you were able to join a painting group. So you must have been born with some artistic bend, would you say?
Well, yes, but nobody in my family had
that. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not aware of anybody that had artistic abilities or anything.
Right, right.
But my parents exposed me to the dance and music.
Right.
So I learned how to play the classical flute.
Oh, okay.
Going to school. But I didn't do any art. My father was against art.
Yeah, yeah.
He could because he always related art with marijuana.
Right.
People who does drugs.
Right.
And so when I said to him that I wanted to go to art school, he said no to it.
Right. That's interesting.
So then instead of that, I took physiotherapy. And so I graduated from physical therapy university.
So when you you had the trade, the physical therapy trade, mm-hmm. and then when you got to Canada, they wouldn't recognize your your diploma.
I had to do your license here too, so you had to practically start over. Like, I had to do a practical and a theory, and then at the time it was like you had to pay $500 to just take the exam.
Right.
But they said that if I didn't pass the theory, I could refresh it through the Open Learning Agency.
Right.
But if I didn't pass the practical, I had to go back to the place where I learned it. So I was like, what for? I'm not going to go back to Colombia to
learn
physiotherapy.
So at that point, sort of, you were able to make that decision that you
Yes. So what happened was when we moved to Smithers, I was still working for the jewelry designing company.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that for a full almost 2 years.
Mm.
But then I was getting tired of designing and designing. I needed a change from that. So then I started working locally.
Mm-hmm. So the designing, the jewelry designing is a very artistic sort of job.
Yes, is because you had to draw. And at the time, it was not like now, it's all digital
mm-hmm.
or computerized, but at the time I had to do it myself. So do every single design with the stones and the diamonds and everything. So we had to look like what the finished piece was going to be.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it was very creative and beautiful too. But my creativity was more in painting. So when I was living in Point Roberts, Christmas time, I wanted to make some extra cash. So I did a bunch of Christmas cards, put them in a binder, and then I went to banks and everywhere and sold them. And the newspaper in Point Roberts, it was so cute. They asked me to do 100 cards to give to each one of them.
Wow. Yeah.
So I did. Do 100 cards.
Yeah, that's a pretty big contract.
Yes, but it was really amazing. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, I think we should play another song. We're running along nice and smoothly. So let's pick up, let's try this Canadian content.
Okay.
Bryan Adams. Now, I don't know if you were aware that there was a big Bryan Adams concert in Prince George.
No. Just,
yeah, and it was sold out, and it was supposed to have been quite a time. And he's still got a good following. So let's try this song. This is live.
Love a woman, to understand her, you gotta know her deep inside. Hear every thought, see every dream, and give her wings when she wants to fly. And when you find yourself lying helpless in her arms, you know you really love. Tell her that she's the one. together. So tell me, have you ever really, really, really ever loved a woman? To really love a woman, let her hold you till you know how she needs to be touched. You gotta breathe her, really taste her, till you can feel her in your blood. And when you see your unborn children in her eyes, you know you really love a woman. When you love a woman, you tell her that she's really wanted. When you love a woman, you tell her.
That was a pretty song.
Yes.
And that's one thing I kind of like about doing the radio shows. I get introduced to a lot of different music, mm-hmm. and I kind of find that fun. You know,
yeah,
I get that.
For sure.
So what's your connection with Brian? Have you seen him, or you just kind of like his style?
I like his style. When I was living in California, I listened to a lot of Brian and his songs. Mm-hmm.
So that got you sort of started on the Canadian content.
Well, to be honest, I think I have listened to so many Canadian artists, but I didn't know they were Canadian.
Right, right, yeah.
Because never looked into that part.
Right.
Until I moved to Canada, I was like, oh, wow, so these guys that I have been listening to, they're Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. So, Martha, well, the one thing I just wanted to, little more information on is when you came up to Smithers, mm-hmm. then you guys went right to Jack's property on Raymond Road.
Mm-hmm.
He's got had a lodge there, and he had various other buildings, and you were able to move into that area for a while?
Well, on Raymond Road, there was no lodge. The lodge was in Kispiox.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Jack did own that property down on Raymond Road. and that was the farmhouse, because when they came here, they actually farmed. They had cattle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And okay.
When Jack moved here.
Right.
With
right.
his family. But when I moved here, there was no cattle. There was horses.
Oh, okay.
Lots of horses, because Don's brother and sister had lots of horses, and the kids were learning how to ride. So the first summer here for me was not happy at all. Too many black flies,
right,
too many
right.
regular flies, too many mosquitoes. Like I used to California, none of the bugs.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe too much pollution, so there was no bugs.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was very difficult for me. I was being away for so long that I wasn't used to having so many insects.
Right.
So it was not. Yeah.
Not a good time exactly
no,
at that moment.
I hated it.
And Katie was growing up, and you had
no,
to...
No, Katie was a baby.
Oh,
still.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, she was still a baby. But she did grow up on the farm. We stayed there for 10 years, and then we moved to Morris Road. We had another place.
Okay, right on, mm-hmm. right on. Okay, Martha, well, right at the moment is kind of, we are at a sort of our halfway point, and we are required to have a little station identification. And I just want to remind the listeners that they're listening to CICK, Smithers Community Radio, mm-hmm. 93.9 on your FM dial. And we also take this moment to give a shout out to our sponsors. And we've got various sponsors, right from, we have gold, silver, and bronze. And on my program, we like to just give a shout out to our bronze sponsors. And of course, we've got just to thank them, because this radio is a complete volunteer operation. We've got the station manager and our producer, Megan, who are on a small salary, but the rest of us are all volunteering just for fun. So to keep the lights on, we always are looking for donations to keep us going. So on my shout-out, I wanted to say thanks to Betty Z on downtown Smithers. We've got the BV Farmers Market. We've also got the BV Concert Association. We've got Ranch House Tattoo. Bugwood Bean is one of our sponsors. And we've got Classic Sanitary. And also along the way, there is a community radio fund that we've been able to access a little bit of money through there. So as we get back onto our program, I just wanted to remind our listeners that my name is Thomas Tom Roper, and our program is called On the Ropes. And tonight we have our smithereen artisan, Martha Wirtz. And we're just getting a little bit of story about how Martha got to Smithers and what she's doing in Smithers to keep herself out of trouble. So, Martha, that's something I would like to know a little bit more about. Now, you told me that you were on the farm. And so at that time, Don's family, he has a brother, Dave, that's around the area.
Yes.
Was there any sisters involved?
Yes, Jeannie.
Okay. And were they all kind of interested in riding, horse riding and that type of thing?
Yeah, they loved doing those things. Dave married Sherry. Now she's Sherry Wirtz. She used to be Sherry Lorza. And then she had two daughters, and they were also into riding horses.
Oh, okay, I see. Mm-hmm. Right. And so then, when you moved off of the farm, then you did you buy your own place on?
Yes, we did have our own place on Morris Road.
Morris Road in Telqua.
Yes.
Okay, right on. Mm-hmm. Right. And then, and Dawn at the time was still working in the movie business.
No, he didn't go to do movies for a long time, because I was feeling very vulnerable here.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know how to make a fire. I didn't know how to right. deal with the winter by myself.
Right.
So he didn't go back to doing movies until A Below came up to Smithers, and he was a member of IATSE. He was part of the union, and that's how he was able to participate and work on that.
Okay. Well, that was interesting. That Eight Below show was a pretty fun show for Smithers. And I actually got a job there, too, working as a welder up on the ski hill. And one day the eight dogs showed up, the actual major actor dogs, and they wouldn't allow them, they wouldn't allow anybody to pet them. They were walking with their nose in the air. And then they had the eight dogs show up that were the fill-ins whenever a dog was going to get thrown off a cliff or something like that. And they were so friendly and happy to see everybody. It was kind of comical the way it was between the stars and the not-so-stars, you know. It's kind of interesting. So, Martha, when you got yourself now settled down in Smithers and you were finding your way around the art world, how did you start to meet people? Like, were there other people that you met that were from, say, South America or?
So the first person I met from South America while I was living here was Millie Shorter. She came from Peru. Millie was 20 years old when I met her.
Oh, okay.
And because of Rachel Lorza, which is Sherry Ward's daughter.
Right.
They were friends. And so she brought it up to the farmhouse. And because I was the only one who speaks Spanish, so I could communicate with her.
Right. That must have felt pretty good.
Yeah. And Rachel knew Spanish. So that's how Millie connected through Rachel and to me.
Right, right.
And then I have another really good friend, too. Her name is Malu Rukavish. She was here a little bit after me, I think. And she's Peruvian, too. So when I met Malu through Mili. And then it was like, oh, my God, Spanish again.
Cause yeah.
When I was living in California, I never spoke Spanish. So my brain was always in English.
Right.
Writing, thinking, talking. So I was forgetting the Spanish.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
So when I met them, I used to ask them, like, how to say this or that, because there was certain words that I couldn't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
But also in our language, you cannot translate English literally because it won't make sense sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it was quite the experience.
I can imagine.
To go back to almost like learning Spanish and refreshing Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's such a beautiful language. I had the good fortune of going down to Central America, and I was in a car, and I drove into Mexico and then drove through Mexico, and I was trying to learn Spanish. And when I got to the Canadian Embassy in Mexico City, the girl on the desk, I wouldn't let her go because she was talking English, and I hadn't heard English for so long. And it was just like, oh, man, I want to talk English, you know, because I was really struggling learning Spanish.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful language, and I love the sound of it. It's very, I think it's quite musical myself, just the way that it flows.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I started appreciating my native language here because I started teaching Spanish through the college.
Right.
And that got me really back to connecting with my roots.
Right.
So then I really started appreciating the language.
Yes.
But before I was like so much into the English, I had like sort of like a break on reality between the two languages. So I wanted to be just always speaking English. I didn't want nothing to do with the Spanish for a long time.
Yeah, probably over 10 years, really.
Yes.
So, Martha, when you got back to, finally got into Smithers and started to appreciate the beauty of the area and getting to know a few people that are from the area, when did you sort of make a decision that you were going to become a Canadian?
Oh, that took me a long time, to be honest, because I just became Canadian about 6 years ago.
Right, exactly.
I could have been Canadian a long time, but what happened was that, and I was telling you about that the other day, that how I felt like my ancestors, like they were moving so much that they felt like they were from nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that if I took another citizenship, I was going to be from nowhere.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you keep moving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it took me a long, long time to decide that, and thankfully it was the perfect time to do it, because now with all these political changes in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
now I feel like so blessed to become a Canadian,
yeah,
and be a Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's pretty, it's pretty interesting times that we're living through right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's play another song that we got
okay,
going, because
sure,
we got a couple more to fit in before we end up. So let's try this song by Mark Anthony. Now, Mark Anthony, as I was reading on a little bit of his bio, was actually married to Jennifer Lopez. I didn't know that. My
yes,
wife
were.
Was aware of that.
Yes.
Okay, so let's hear how what he's got to say on it. It's called Tu Amor Me Hace Salsa. Does that sound
me
Spanish?
Me hace bien.
Right.
Tu amor me hace bien.
Yeah. Okay.
Ay, tu amor
That's a pretty song.
Yeah, it's a beautiful really salsa. Nice.
It, yeah. And that, what does it actually mean? The title?
The title? Tu amor me hace bien. Your love makes me feel good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Perfect, perfect. So in reading his bio, he's considered one of the top musicians in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's definitely been very successful. And he actually has the top-selling sales of salsa all over the whole world. Of whoever else is singing, he's on the top, according to the bio. And it's generally written by the guy himself, so he must think he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's definitely good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, Martha, what's your connection to that song? Did you have any relation, or is it just something you liked? It was probably back when you were back in Colombia, and the way that you were connected to that music, the salsa music, and that. I've got to, but that's okay. We'll just move along on that. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about, Martha, really is this whole situation that's going down in the States right now, where they're trying to chase out all the immigrants. And I'm really upset with what's going on. And the fact that what I feel about Canada is we've always been a welcoming immigrants. Like we've always been a sort of we're looking for their culture. We're looking for this sort of melting pot of various people around the world. I mean, we all have to find a way that we can live together.
Yes.
And I'm really finding the situation in America looking to me more, I really feel it's kind of similar to what happened in Germany, where we're trying to push out people and one race is going to be sort of the dominant race. Yeah. What's your feeling about that, Martha? Do you feel, as an immigrant yourself, you know, when I say that, I also feel that I'm an immigrant. My parents came from England.
Yeah.
You know, I came from Vancouver and moved up north. I feel like I've sort of been an immigrant to the north of British Columbia. How do you feel about immigrants?
Well, I love immigrants. I have met so many immigrants lately, and I have been so close to them, like the lady from the African store, Diana.
Right.
I knew her mother-in-law, Winnie Bokongole. She goes to the farmer's market to sell, she's a seamstress.
Right, right.
And so Diana is such a special woman. I try to help her with her business because she has gone through a lot of harassment here when she was working at Safeway. And so I'm so happy that she has gone ahead and have a store of her own.
Good for her.
And so I support her business. A lot of us Latinos support her business because she brings stuff from Colombia, which a lot of us miss, especially the newcomers from Colombia. So she is such a great lady, and she is so cute because I said to her, well, Diane, one day I'm going to have to move from Smithers. And she's like, you're not allowed. You should go away. I'll go and find you and I'll bring you back.
Yeah, exactly.
But I am all for, what I noticed is also that there is so many people from India. And because they all come from different areas from India, believe it or not, they really don't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I always feel like it would be nice to bring the community together in order to help each other, to fit into the community,
right,
to socialize, to feel comfortable being an immigrant in Smithers, and to also realize that we are living here and who is giving us jobs most are Canadians, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just to support that back and forth flow of we are here to work for you, but at the same time we also want to be valued and appreciated as who we are.
Yeah.
And be accountable for that. not being like exploited, which it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I have made friends with a really good man from Jamaica who I'm helping to sell his juices. He makes natural juices, and he works at NW, and he has gone through a really tough time.
Yeah.
And the people who owns or manages A&W are not even Canadian either.
Right, right. So that's very complicated too.
So yeah, so it's difficult to see that.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah. Even immigrants within immigrants are like against each other. Like why?
Yeah.
What are we fighting for really?
We need to be together. We're fighting for a safe place to live. We're fighting for a job that we can feed our family. We're
exactly,
all trying.
Exactly, because a lot of these people, they have all their families back in where the countries where they're from.
Right, right.
So they're working here to provide for them, to give them a better life.
Mm-hmm.
And the people here that they work for, they don't make it easy for them. So how can you work and be able to be proficient and perform well when you're being harassed constantly?
Exactly. That sounds very difficult. But Martha, you're talking about also, when you're talking about bringing the community together, you put together a Latin night. You've worked on Cinco de Mayo. What are those community events doing? Like, are they helping to connect people?
They are helping. I know. Thank you so much to Blaine SB from Smithers Brewing Company and Aiden, because they have made it so possible for me to create the Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
This has been like our fourth year that we have done that.
Yeah.
And this year I wanted to even go spend a little bit longer. So I told Blaine, I would like to do a multicultural event. So it's not just Latinos and Canadians, but it's everybody who lives in the community. It wasn't as well attended as I wanted it to be, but they did. Quite a people came and they were really happy there, and lots of people told me thank you for doing that, thank you for doing these things for the community, we want to see more of that, and lots of them are Canadian people.
Which is good.
Yes, which is wonderful good. Because it makes me feel that not everybody in Smithers is against immigrants.
No, definitely not.
Lots of people are really pro helping and being there
and
let's
loving.
Face it, being a Canadian, being that Canada is so diplomatic and so the hospitality and all that is so good.
It's very, not everybody, but I mean, that's the same wherever you go. It's not going to be everybody that's on your side, and you have to work around that situation. Martha, we're going to, we got to slip into our last song because we're moving along in our time frame.
Yeah.
And so this particular song, I mentioned it to my brother. I have a brother in L.A. that's in music.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him about Marshmallow. And he said, of course, he's heard of him. And he said the other guy that he heard of is Bad Bunny. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So I never heard of him until everybody was complaining about him being on
the Super Bowl.
On the football game, yeah. So this guy here, Marshmallow, the interesting thing about him is he wears a mask, and he's been nominated, a Grammy nominee. He's got 13 billion hits on Spotify. 13 billion. So there's something about him that people like. I've never heard of him before until I met you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it a try.
Salud, muchachos, por esa mujer.
Estoy cansado de pensarte con el pecho roto. Hay sol, pero hace frío desde que no estás. Me paso tomando, mirando tus fotos, queriendo borrarlas, pero no me da. Hubiera dicho lo que siento pa' no dejar nada guardado. Los besos que no te di, te lo hubiera robado. Extrañarte me tiene con los ojos colorados. No es lo mismo estar solo que estar solo enamorado. Dije que te olvidé.
Pero no te había olvidado.
Ay, ay, ay. También dije que te superé.
se fueron las horas, un par de horas. Dime, sin pena, solo dime, pídeme lo que quieras, menos que yo te olvide. Cuando no estés tomando, las palabras no mide. Hoy te pido perdón si algún día borracho dije que te olvidé, pero no te había olvidado. Ay, 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 también dije que te superé y no te había superado. Borracho dije que ya te olvidé, pero no te había olvidado. Ay, 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 también dije que te superé y no te había superado. Entrando a la disco la miré, la miré, la miré y estaba bailando sola, bailando sola.
That quick.
Have you ever really loved a woman?
We got that slipped in there. I wasn't quite ready for that to end. It was such a cool song.
Yes.
How do you say that title? El Merengue.
El Merengue.
El Merengue. That's. I always thought meringue was on your lemon meringue pie.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just with movement.
Yeah, exactly.
Dancing.
Yeah, a little bit different there. Mm-hmm. Well, that's been very great talking to you, Martha. I really enjoyed it. I just wanted to one more little touch on the troubling times of United States, and I kind of think it's very important that we have to stand up to this fascist direction that's going on. Now, whatever happens in the States, it generally flows north.
Yeah.
And the sort of the strong right wing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being right and left.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be that the very adamant right and the very adamant left are in this battle that we're always fighting.
Yeah.
And we need to, you know, stand up against fascism because democracy is a pretty fragile political system that we have to protect.
Yes.
So, and also the protection of all of our rights.
Mm-hmm.
Especially women and immigrants and, you know, and just remembering that we are all immigrants at one time
another,
you know.
Of course, and just remember that Canada was built on immigrants.
Completely built on immigrants, you know.
Yeah.
And so we have to.
I mean, the French, the British, and Poland came here too. All those came at the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not like, Canadians were Canadians on its own.
No, that's right. Exactly. Exactly. So, Martha, now you've got another event coming up.
Yes,
I just wanted to mention that.
And that's what I was going to say. That's what I picked out, that Manuel Turizo and Marshmello El Merengue.
Yeah.
Because the event is called Noche Caliente, Hot Night.
Hot
and
Night.
It's
yeah.
And it's a social Latin dance community dance for Canadians and Latinos and anybody else who would like to be a part of it.
Right.
And tickets are for sale at Mills on Main Street, and they're $25 cash. And the reason for the merengue is because I'm going to be opening the event.
Perfect.
Dancing the merengue.
Yeah,
and
that sounds
guiding
good.
People to learn how to do
to
the merengue.
To do the seat. Yeah, exactly. So that's going to be at the Old Church.
Yes, this on Saturday.
Saturday, this Saturday. Saturday coming up, October the 11th at 7:30.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And that the tickets, you said, are $25, and they're available at Mills Bookstore on Main Street.
Right.
That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So we are getting close to the end of our radio show tonight. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate you coming out, Martha, and letting us know a little bit more about your life's experience mm-hmm. and how you got to Smithers. I find that very, very interesting. And I also want to thank the listeners for coming on board, and everybody to remember that if we don't get the show live, it's always archived on your computer. Nice. Smithersradio.com. Up left is the schedule, and down scroll down to On the Ropes Monday at 6 o'clock. So thank you very much, Martha.
Thank you, Tom. This was very nice.
It was very nice and very fun.
I'm sorry I couldn't comment about the song.
It's all good.
But it was just in memory of a Cuban friend who passed away to cancer.
Right. That's
just
right.
Recently, so.
Exactly. Okay, so we're going to do our outro, and we're going to catch you on the flip side. That's my little term.
That's great.
There we go. Turn
that. You have been listening to On the Ropes, Smithers Community Radio, CICK 93.9 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Thomas Tom Roper, and we will see you on the flip side.